Newark Mayor Cory Booker and Tea Party activist Steve Lonergan will face off for the U.S. Senate seat of the late Frank Lautenberg. Booker handily beat Congressman Rush Holt and Frank Pallone and State Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver with 60% of the vote. And Lonergan beat fellow Tea Partier and physician Alita Eck with 80%. That is with 75% of the vote tallied this hour. Booker and Lonergan were both expected to win with very large margins, and also, not surprisingly, voter turnout was very low. New Jersey Public Radio managing editor Nancy Solomon is with me in the studio. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Mark.
What kind of turnout numbers are we talking about here? What are we seeing so far?
Right. It looks like about 9% of New Jersey voters turned out. Wow. And that is just a tick above the worst total ever, which was in 2006 when only 8% turned out. So, and what we're seeing is a massive victory for Booker all over the state except in Middlesex County, where Frank Pallone is, that's his district, and he's winning there. And Rush Holt is carrying Mercer County, his home base. And it really speaks to that this was really about name recognition and celebrity, that people only know Holt and Pallone in their own districts, and across the state, Booker is the big name.
Well, we have Bridget Callahan Harrison, political scientist from Montclair State University, on the line. Hello, Bridget.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for joining us. A low turnout on a strange day for a primary, mid-August, when Governor Christie set this election calendar with a special general election set for October 16th. Critics said it would depress turnout. Could you remind us how we got to this turn of events and why the election was not set for just 3 weeks later for the general election in November?
Sure. I mean, this was really the governor's prerogative. I mean, he could have timed the election. He could have done a number of things. First off, he could have appointed someone to serve the remainder of Senator Lautenberg's term and have that person be elected, or another person be elected, when Senator Lautenberg's term would have expired. He also could have coincided these elections so that instead of his own gubernatorial election being at the top of the ballot, that this U.S. Senate race would be. It is widely perceived that that was not in his best political interest. He did not want someone like Cory Booker at the top of the Democratic ballot, perhaps having some coattail effect. And so it was his prerogative and his choice to schedule this oddly timed election where we have people who are thinking mostly about, you know, their shore vacations and going back to school. 9% of New Jerseyans, as Nancy said, turning out today.
Right. Well, let me just jump in here,
primary.
If I can. With 60% of the vote, Cory Booker handily won the Democratic primary. Polls show him way ahead of Lonergan. What kind of campaign do you expect him to run against Lonergan? Will he debate or hide?
I think that he will have to debate. And, you know, Mayor Booker doesn't shy away from that kind of attention. But if this primary is any indication, he will pull a Rose Garden strategy. You know, he is a nationally known celebrity. He is widely favored to win the October 16th election. And thus far, he's been able to just ride his celebrity into office. And I think that he'll continue to do that.
Bridget Callahan Harrison, political scientist from Montclair State, thanks for joining us. New Jersey Public Radio reporter Sarah Gonzalez is outside the Prudential Center in downtown Newark with the Booker campaign, and she joins us now. Hi, Sarah. Is the party still going on there?
Yeah, the party is still going on, and Booker is actually on the stage right now talking.
Oh, and can you give us an idea of what's he saying? What's going on?
Yeah, he actually ran up on the stage clapping, and after celebrating for just a couple seconds, he right away acknowledged the late Senator Frank Lautenberg, whose seat he's trying to fill. He said that Lautenberg made New Jerseyans and Americans safer, and he thanked his opponents, Frank Pallone, Rush Holt, and Sheila Oliver, saying that they are no longer opponents, and he acknowledged that they've done a lot of great things for New Jerseyans. And now he's talking a little bit about partisan gridlock on Capitol Hill, how he's not going to be conventional, and that he's dedicated to, you know, working across the aisle and working with the Republicans to get things done.
Thank you, Sarah Gonzalez. New Jersey Public Radio's Jessica Gould is with the Lonergan camp in Sea Caucus and joins us now. Jessica, we've got about a minute and 15 seconds. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, the campaign blasted Metallica when Steve Lonergan stepped up to the podium, and people were screaming, which is interesting because this rock star image isn't what you would expect from a buttoned-up, bespectacled Tea Party candidate. But I think that Steve Lonergan is going to try to portray himself as an outsider candidate, an iconoclast, and you could already hear indications of where his campaign is going to go. He was talking about Cory Booker as an anointed politician anointed by his Hollywood celebrity friends and his friends in Silicon Valley, who were all clinking their crystal glasses in excitement for his campaign, whereas Lonergan was saying that he's for the people, he's going to have a street fight, which is something he said a lot to make fun of the documentary about Booker, and continued to rail against Obamacare, NSA surveillance, and also Common Core education standards.
Great.
Saying those are all things that are part of the Obama agenda. And
thank you, Jessica. We're out of time. Thank you so much. You've been listening to special coverage of the New Jersey primary. Cory Booker will be the Democratic candidate, and he'll face Tea Party activist and conservative Steve Lonergan in the October 16th primary.